You're listening to Vatican Radio.
An event scheduled in the Malmö Arena of Sweden on Monday, titled From Conflict to Communion, Together in Hope, sees the participation of Pope Francis, leaders from the Church of Sweden and the Catholic Diocese of Stockholm, and leaders of the World Lutheran Federation on Monday. During the public event, an agreement of cooperation will be signed between the World Lutheran Federation's charitable arm, the Lutheran World Service, and Caritas Internationalis. One person who will be giving testimony at the event is an ecological activist from India, Pranita Biswasi, who spoke with Philippa Hitchin in Sweden ahead of the event.
From 2013, I work with the Lutheran World Federation in this climate issues. So I go to the UN Climate Conference with them since 2013 and work at a global level. And from this global level, I bring to my local level, to my local church in Odisha, in southeast part. And in 2013, the Lutheran World Federation initiated an action, Fast for the Climate, and I took this back to my church, Fast for the Climate. It means that for one day we fast for our climate, and at a personal level I could actually feel how a hungry person, we have a lot of hungry person in India, how a hungry person would have been feeling, what is the metabolism going on in his or her stomach. So and many of the people who live, who lost all their livestock, food and shelter, they don't have any other option, but it's fast. They're fasting every day. So I bring back these awareness and trainings to my local churches. So I go to different villages with some of the young people and train the people, or make aware the people that why it is affecting them a lot and why is it important for them to know what will be the consequences, how can they adapt to the climate change.
There is a growing awareness about these issues, isn't
yes,
there?
Yes.
How hopeful are you that there will be significant steps forward?
I, as a Lutheran, I believe in faith and hope. So I hope that this Paris Agreement, which is coming into on November 4th, it will give a hope to everyone, every other country. For example, if I take about India, then India is planning to contribute 4.10% of greenhouse gases. So, I mean, that's why I feel that it is very much important. It is giving us the hope that, okay, India is taking the first steps forward, where India is a place where there are many rich people and also many poor people. So when the global warming hits, then it is more often the poor people who are more vulnerable and who are most affected, but they are least responsible for this change.
Pope Francis has made these points very forcefully, his document Laudato Si.
Yes.
How important is his voice, do you think, in trying to create greater awareness about the problems of climate change and the broader ecological issues?
Laudato Si also gives me an expression that it is, he gives an expression of humanity. We are all one together, and we have to take care of this world as being together, and because we are together in this world, we cannot leave anyone. One hand to hand, we have everyone together. So let us work together for everyone. Let us build a just and peaceful world for everyone, leaving no single person behind.
Pranita Biswasi of India there, speaking with Philippa Hitchin.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.